Well, one of our favorite things has always been the physics of the metaphysics. I've spent insurmountable a number of hours with former CIA remote viewer David Morehouse for the last quarter of a century talking about just that. So can you expand on how this works, what this is doing?
Yeah, it appears that what happens when we open quantum connections between individuals, and it can be done in many things. Some people use symbols. Some people use phrases. We tend to use a few pieces to open that, and one is a person's frequency of their voice turned into tones. But then there's a common, we'll call it a matrix of a grid of connection between everybody that's on the project or in the experiment. And so as we all journey together and leverage some of the leading world biofeedback computers, we leverage them as a group. And so whether you do a session and choose to do a session on yourself, and it's completely self-managed, whether you choose to do it at 9 in the morning or at 10 at night or at 3 in the afternoon, and someone else chooses to do one through the course of free will and the quantum connection, there is a, we'll call it a microtunnel that goes between the individuals, between the technologies as well, and helps people let go of their limiting beliefs. And part of the way it does this is using a technique of, we could call it hypnosis. I don't know if it really is, but it's this ability to hunt down in the consciousness the limiting belief patterns and then supplant them with the positive belief patterns. And this seems to be the part that seems so exceptionally effective. Hacking, as is called in the world in the moment, hacking of the human consciousness is often randomized through human patterns, human ways of doing things, opinions, belief systems. This system has none of that. It's pure energy. It's pure technology, which is extremely love-centered, about liberation of mankind. And so we use this as a way of creating the bridge. And as each of us step into the resonance of love stronger, we affect each other. So the resonance tends to get amplified. And then as we go through the 21 then to 30 days of journeying together, we find the connections getting more and more and more profound. From the first one, there was 20. The second round was 40 people. We have no idea how many are going to join us for this round. But it's one of these things that is making a difference. And when we tap in and look at the metaphysical side of things and ask, how effective is it? The answer is, it is much more than they're willing to reveal to us how effective it is right now. Originally, they said one person stepping into resonance would affect 10. But they're now been observing this phenomena for almost just 60 days and are noticing that it's exponential. It's similar to how scalar wave energy is witnessed on your planet, is where the scalar waves themselves gradually build. It's like a wind or a waves building in a pond. They build and they build and they build and they build. And even when you stop adding movement into the scalar wave patterns, they continue to resonate for long periods of time. This appears to be what is happening with these energy protocols that are being run in a common fashion between the humans, between us as we participate as individuals in this journey. So one resonates with the next. And so the shared experiences seem to affect the subconscious patterning in everybody very differently. Your matrix of reality, your damage that has been done to you, the hurt, the stories, et cetera, et cetera. When a certain set of frequencies are applied to your being, you will resonate in your own nature. You will resonate and amplify the parts of you that are repressing, that are allowing that love to flow through. The resonance will repress, but it also will expand when it gets to the positive statements in the protocol. So these positive statements then, I am safe, means one thing to you, to another person, may have been going through a very physically difficult time in their life, and I am safe may mean completely different to them. But the interesting part in witness to this is that the resonance of love seems to be the dominant factor. It seems to be rather powerful that is affecting the people around those that are participating. You see, this is part of the discussion has been in your human world is how much will the humans take before they finally learn to respond in love? Love is what will change. Nothing else will. It will just cause turmoil. Love will, over time, change. And therefore, this type of experience, this type of experiment is very strong and very powerful and very needed in the planet at this time. So these systems, these protocols, this process is to be done without understanding. It is very important that the humans, even though they can seek to understand, do not become targeting. Understanding is the ultimate. Not understanding is the ultimate. Therefore, one must check into integrity and go through intuition to choose whether to be part of a journey such as this. But once that's done, allowing the non-understanding to free up the human brakes, so to speak, from the ego, to allow love to find its way into the matrix of each of your realities.
That was good. Love that.